And here is the Writer's Almanac for Thursday. It's the 16th of July, 2015. It was on this date, 1951, J.D. Salinger's novel The Catcher in the Rye was published, a book that begins, "If you really want to hear about it, the first thing you'll probably want to know is where I was born and what my lousy childhood was like and how my parents were occupied and all before they had me and all that David Copperfield kind of crap. But I don't feel like going into it if you want to know the truth." Salinger had thought about his character, Holden Caulfield, for years. He carried 6 Holden Caulfield stories with him when he went off to fight in World War II. They were with him on the beach at Normandy and in the hours he spent with Ernest Hemingway in Paris. And by the time he began to assemble the novel, he had 9 stories about Holden and his family. When he finished the manuscript, he sent it to the editor Robert Giroux at Harcourt Brace, who liked it, but his boss wasn't sure. He sent it to a textbook editor at Harcourt Brace, who did not like it, and so Harcourt Brace turned it down, and Little Brown published it instead, and it was one of the big bestsellers of all time. Robert Giroux quit Harcourt Brace, went to Ferris Strauss. Salinger did not enjoy his celebrity. He moved to New Hampshire, lived in seclusion, and he turned down many offers for the movie rights. It was on this day, 1945, 5:30 in the morning, the first atom bomb was successfully detonated at White Sands Proving Ground in Alamogordo, New Mexico. The assembled scientists wore welders' goggles, and they shared suntan lotion. The explosion lit up the sky, and on August the 6th and August 9th of that same year, the United States bombed the cities of Hiroshima and Nagasaki, Japan. And it's the birthday of St. Clair of Assisi, born 1194, wealthy family. She came under the preaching of Francis of Assisi, ran away in the middle of the night to make her vows. He cut her hair, dressed her in black, brought her to a group of nuns, and she embraced a life of poverty, prayer, and manual labor. Here's a poem for today by Edward Hirsch, American Summer. Each day was a time clock that scarcely moved, a slow fist punching us in, punching us out, electric heat smoldering the purple air. But each night was a towering white fly ball to center field, a can of corn coming down through stars, glittering above the diamond. Each day was a pair of heavy canvas gloves hoisting garbage cans into an omnivorous mouth that crept through thoroughfares and alleys. But each night was the feeling of a bat coming alive in your hands. It was lining the first good pitch for a sharp single. That summer, I learned to steal second base by getting the jump on right-handed pitchers and then sliding headfirst into the bag. I learned to drive my father's stick shift and to park with my girlfriend at the beach, our headlights beaming and running low. I was a 16-year-old in the suburbs, and each day was another lesson in working, a class in becoming invisible to others. But each night was a Walt Whitman of holidays, the clarity of a whistle at 5 p.m., the freedom of walking out into the open air. Poem by Edward Hirsch, American Summer, from On Love, published by Alfred A. Knopf and used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac. Supported by the Poetry Foundation, you can turn your iPhone or Android into a virtual poetry library with the Poetry Foundation's poetry app. Available to everyone online at poetryfoundation.org/mobile. And by Progressive Insurance, working to make progress for more than 75 years. Produced by Joy Biles, assisted by Kathy Roach. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.